Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 2nd of Rabi'ul Awwal 1442, we present to you our report back of last week's activities. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, Wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith, that the bounties of Almighty Allah, we should proclaim it, announce it, pronounce it, but say it is the favor, the bounty of Allah. We are non-entities. What can we do without the grace, the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Man lam yashkurin nas lam yashkurillah. The person who is ungrateful to humanity in reality is not thankful and grateful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Alhamdulillah, Monday to Saturday, the early morning program, 4:30 to 5. That is going very, very well. Allah Ta'ala accept it with His mercy and grace with Mawlana Arafat, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. All may Allah reward all of them for their sacrifices as well. Thereafter, the tafsir also, mashallah, is going well. And now we started Surah Sabah, chapter 34. And mashallah, 1:30 to 2, from the archives, that is also going well with the mercy of Allah, Surah Baqarah. And every day we are coming nearer and nearer to the ending of Surah Baqarah. It is the longest Surah chapter in the Noble Quran, verse 286 verses. So, Alhamdulillah, today was verses 190 to 193. So still we have many verses left for Surah Baqarah. But inshallah, we pray to Almighty Allah that He accepts it out of His infinite grace and mercy. And the Q&A went very, very well with the help and mercy of Allah. Similarly, Tuesday, Wednesday, the bliss of marriage also, more and more people are tuning in to listen to it. There are so many social, domestic problems nowadays. What is the reason for the divorce and all these things happening? In 80-90% of the time, that taqwa, that piety has disappeared and the tolerance is gone. People want everything their way, either my way or catch the highway. The wife tells the husband tells the wife. Now how are you going to work? In marriage, it's not the bodies must meet only, the hearts have to meet. Once the hearts meet, there's unity of thought and both of you try and make adjustments. What sulh khair and reconciliation is the best, and in that way there will be unity of thought, and then you live happily ever after, as they say. Wednesday, Tuesday night, mashallah, we have our tafsir in the Jami Masjid. Every day also after Fajr, we have some hadith. And that this takes 2-3 minutes, alhamdulillah. And on Tuesday nights, we started the tafsir many, many years ago with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. But it is muntakhab. Muntakhab means selected prayer verses. So last week, we discussed Surah Sabah. لَقَدَ كَانَ فِي سَبَئِمْ. So we discussed the people of Sabah. Queen Sheba and her people and her citizens. So we must remember the people were very, very astonished when they hear all this is in the Quran Sharif, you know. And how Almighty Allah blessed them, but gardens and water and everything a normal human being would relish and cherish. But when they were ungrateful, they were unthankful, ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَفَرُوا, then we punish them because of their rebelliousness, ungratefulness, and their blasphemy and kufr. And me and you are guilty of the same. You take South Africa, you take the Muslims in most parts of the world, that why did Almighty Allah snatch away these bounties, that today there are hardly any safety, security, all that? Because we have made kufran, we are ungrateful, unthankful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So therefore beg Allah, Allahumma inna na'udhu bika, Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, we seek your protection, in zawali ni'matik, that you snatch away your bounties from us. Individually, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Collectively, Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Is authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. And on Wednesday, mashallah, read Salat Ye in the Khanka. And now to go to Zakaria also takes 20-25 minutes, because the roads are under construction, the robots and traffic lights in our new South Africa, they don't work. And sometimes you see the traffic lights and robots, people just pull it out and throw it away. Imagine how people damage the property. You see this today, you know, that you just wonder what people are trying to do, cause more and more anarchy and more problems, you know. Now imagine if there's no traffic light, there's no robot, and the taxis are coming and you want to go. So what chaos that leads to? Allah alone protect us. Wallahu khairun hafidha wa huwa arhamur rahimin. He Almighty Allah is the best protector, and He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the most merciful one to show mercy. So we had a half an hour or so with Hazrat Mufti Riza al-Haq Sahib Hafidhullah before the Asr Salat, and very, very good discussions. We had tea and so forth, and thereafter telling Hazrat about what's happening in the world, in different places, the Muslim world, Arab world, what's happening in South Africa, and certain masail also. They're just for interest, and sometimes people ask us and we're not sure what answer to give, you know. So best is to discuss with our elders. Al-baraka ma'a akabirikum. Remember that. It's authentic hadith. And if you want reference, go open Silsila Ahadith Sahihah of Sheikh Albani. You will find it there, rahimahullah. That barakah is with your elders. Go sit in their company and go and see that the gems and the jewels they have to offer. Thereafter, we went to the classroom after Maghrib Salat, and Hazrat was teaching Kitabu Salam in Sahih Muslim. All the important issues related to Salam, greeting one another, and so forth and so on. So remember that today, you see people must make Sabah An-Nur, Masahun, and all that. All this is un-Islamic. That is imitating, mimicking the West and the enemies of Islam. When Muslims meet daytime, nighttime, anytime, assalamu alaikum. So you must remember that in those days, they used to say that, remember, an'im sabaha, in the days of Jahiliyyah, an'im sabaha, your morning might be good. So Islam abolished all that and said, you don't greet like that. You say, assalamu alaikum. So imagine our messages of peace globally, internationally, and all times, all places, unless the person is non-Muslim, then you don't make salamu alaikum. And if he or she greets you, you just say wa alaik, and same to you. So that is Islam teaching us the etiquettes of salam and so forth. And then again we come to Hazrat's room, and then we got another half an hour before Isha. It was a bit comical, you know. So some students, some ulama came and they brought for Hazrat avocado, you know. So Hazrat asked me, you like avocado? So I love it, you know. And my wife also, mashallah. So I just said, gee, Hazrat. So he packed all the avocados up and he gave it to me. So Allah Ta'ala reward our Hazrat that he said, no, he don't have. I said, very good, we will have it then. So sometimes you wonder, you know, people bring things, but now is no, they don't know what Hazrat likes or don't like, but they'll get the reward, inshallah, but we ate it up, so it's okay. So Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So anyway, sometimes you have some real light-hearted moments there as well. So that was Wednesday. Thursday, mashallah, our students came, and then the first lesson I taught them last week was about masajid, because you know all the stories with the masjid and how people try and lie and come out of the mess they put themselves in. And then azan, we discussed this last Thursday. So you must remember that about the azan also, you know that the court case and all that took place. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala Jalla Wala, let the azan be said in all parts of the world. Do you know how many muazzins there were in time of Nabi alayhi salam? The famous ones. Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi. Sayyidina Bilal's father's name Rabah, mother's name Hamama. The African black muazzin, the first muazzin in the history of Islam and minister of finance of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second muazzin, Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum, the blind sahabi. Third muazzin, young man and 16 years old, Abu Mahzura radiallahu anhu. He, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, placed his dust mubarak, his hand mubarak, on his forelocks, and remembered that he would not cut that. So remove that out of love for Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and respect. So his name was Aus. Remember Abu Mahzura, the muazzin of Makkah Mukarrama, Masjidul Haram. And the fourth muazzin of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sa'ad al-Qurazi. He was the muazzin there in Masjid Quba. So learn all these things here. Just go Makkah, Medina, make this, make that, finish. Therefore we can't go now, because you, even if you go, you're only allowed one salat per day and whatever. So because we don't make qadr, so Allah snatch away all these bounties. So cry to Allah, beg Allah, Ya Allah, take us to the Haramain Sharifain, and we can read and perform our salat in the masjid, Masjidul Haram, Masjidul Nabawi. So that is what we should be begging, and Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjidul Aqsa from all the enemies, the Kuffar, Shias, and the Yahud, the Zionist apartheid regime with their Nazi tactics. So all that is du'as. Minimum we should be making du'as for all our holy places and all the masajid in the world. So we taught them that, and then 11 o'clock we had a meeting, mashallah, regarding the Rabiul Awwal and what we should do and so forth. So alhamdulillah, Thursday also went very, very well with the mercy of Almighty Allah. And then Thursday we have to go to the barber, you know, because every Friday I try and go, mashallah, different masajid and give lectures and so forth. So we go get a little bit tip-top condition. My tip-top is to take all my hair out, finish, kalkop, you know. So must be no hair. So mashallah, in that way there, that we just go quick, they know what to do. In 2 minutes they know, make the shape, calcut, go no hair left. So just take out everything also. So anyway, that is now on Thursday. Then Friday, mashallah, oh, beautiful khutbah. If you understand khutbahs, it was one of the best khutbahs for the past few years. Sheikh Faisal Jamil Ghazawi, I met him also, alhamdulillah. He lives just on the outskirts of Makkah. I have one friend there, and he told me Sheikh Faisal is here. I said, where I can meet him? He said, he'll come for Salat, you meet him there. Sun person, mashallah. So I even invited him, when you come into South Africa, he said, I'm mashgul jiddan, I'm very busy. So anyway, I see his past 2-3 khutbahs, very, very good. The other khutbah he goes, spoke about just 1 month ago, 3-4 weeks ago, about tuyur, about the birds. On Friday, he spoke about sabiqun bil khairat, that how Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, they used to rush towards the good deeds. How Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they used to rush towards and hasten towards the good deeds. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam is told, come here to Mount Sinai, to Resinin, to receive the Torah. Wa ma a'jalaka an qawmika ya Musa. Musa alayhi salam, you brought 70 people, you walking and going so fast. So the people are left right behind. So Allah knows everything, Allah's knowledge all embracing, all encompassing. Ya Allah, I'm rushing, little God, you must be pleased with me. See. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ Rush towards the good deeds. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would not procrastinate and delay. Salat time, remember, read and perform your salat. Charity time, give out charity. So like that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, akhlaq-e-kareema, is uswa-e-hasana, noble example, setting the precedent for humanity and posterity. He gave wonderful example of Sahaba. I'll just mention 2-3 of them. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, after the battle of Khaybar in Muharram, the 7th year of the Hijrah, nice piece of land he got as the booty. He said, I give it waqf. I give it to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So the first waqf in the history of Islam, as far as land and that go. So remember that is Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. What do you say of Abu Dharr radiallahu an? Sahaba used to make salam, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reply, wa alaykum salam. But for Abu Dharr, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanallah. Ya Aba Dhar, Allah's peace be upon you. Wa rahmatullah, Allah's mercy be upon you. Wa barakatuh, Allah's blessings be upon you. What do you think the Sahaba felt when they were dicing with death? They were vying, competing with one another. So you see how they spent in the path of Almighty Allah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu calls Thaniyat Nain. Everything he gave to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam what was humanly possible. So read each one of them, the Sahaba, how they diced with death in the battlefield also. Allah Jalla wala must be pleased with us. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam must be pleased with us. Wonderful, beautiful khutbah. That was Friday, mashallah. From here I had to rush to the Jami Masjid. I remember I entered the masjid there. Brother Muhammad Khan comes and fetch me, mashallah, Fajr time and Jummah time. So we went there, it was 12:15 and the lecture and that starts at 12:20. So I read my 2 rakat Tahiyatul Masjid, made dua. And they told me before I must do everything. Normally I just tell the imams to make the khutbah and salat. So nevertheless, then I delivered the talk and I took some first part about his lecture. Sabiqun bil khairat. So I said, Ummah, see how Anbiya alayhi salam, how Sahaba, they would rush towards good deeds. Second part, we spoke about Mauna Adil Khan, our honorable Ustad. Hazrat Mauna Salimullah Khan Sahib Rahimahullah, who passed away in 2017, and 10 days ago, his beloved son, Mauna Adil Khan, was martyred and murdered by the Kuffar Shias, and to uphold the namus of the Sahaba and the Ahlul Bayt, to uphold the honor and dignity, and the Shias, their hatred for Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhum, so that they can't stick. And when people do that in Pakistan, this is called targeted killing. And remember, the government there also does basically nothing. So that is why you have so many problems. How many of our ulama, our teachers, ke jam-e shahadat ko nosh liya? What it means, that they drank from the cup of, remember, martyrdom. So that is what they did. Allah will elevate them. Allah has already. Therefore, remember, we say our Islamic history is not written in black and white. Our Islamic history is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i haqqani, ulama-i rabbani. I was so elated and delighted. Even Sheikh Faisal Jamil al-Ghazawi, im hafidhahullah, the Imam of Haram al-Makki, he said, O Ummah, follow the ulama-i Rabbani. Follow the true ulama, not harkas wa nakas, kullu man habba wa dabba, every Tom, Dick and Harry. I gave you in three languages. So in Urdu you say harkas wa nakas, in Arabic you say kullu man habba wa dabba, in English you say every Tom, Dick and Harry or every Tom, Dick and Mary. So you don't do that in Islam. Remember that. Nevertheless, so remember that we spoke about him and his contribution, and thereafter we spoke about our halat. We told the people, see in Senegal, what was going to happen in a court case. What is happening here in our area in Lens, right next to the Jami Masjid? Remember our women, mostly Pakistanis, Indians, foreigners, they want to go to the shop, they want to go there to visit somebody, and the paid elements are intimidating them, harassing them, they are steal from them, their cell phone, their purses, and what have you. So we, the Ummah, need to wake up. How we can allow this happening under our nose? So we need to become proactive. Remember that. So we must ensure that we have our safety, security. So we pay our taxes. We are law-abiding citizens. And how can we allow all these bad elements to come and control our lives? So remember that we must never become people who go into our cocoon. Nay, we must speak what is the truth and what is justice. And once there is justice, then there is peace. There is no justice, there is no peace. You can see apartheid Israel and Syria, the Kuffar there, Bashar Assad and them, 100% Kafir, non-Muslim. So all these shaitans are together against Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So we must remember that we need to speak of all these issues. So we spoke about that, mashallah, and thereafter that, you know, we go shopping, and thereafter we come for lunch, and then we sleep because we're tired now. And then Saturday we made Mashura. I said, long time I didn't go to Potchefstroom. I only got one uncle left from my father's side, mother's side. Everybody passed away. Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. So today's report back, we said trip to Potchefstroom. So those of you beyond the borders of South Africa, you know South Africa got now 55. There's almost 60 million people now because so many illegal and what have you, but 55, okay. And we have 9 provinces, so from our Lanesia to there is 100 kilos, so 1 hour drive. But it don't take you 1 hour, it takes you 75, 80 minutes nowadays. Why? You will understand just now. So mashallah, that, you know, I met my uncles and all of them, they passed away. One passed away in the masjid, one passed away on a Friday, my father passed away in Ramadan, and their uncles are buried there, remember, in Balfour. Father passed away, is buried in Heidelberg. This is only uncle, 88 years old, and he still fast Ramadan, he still fast Muharram and Zulhijjah. He say, fasting for me is very easy. For more than 80 years he's fasting, subhanallah. And Ibrahim Hussein, Ibrahim Osman Hussein, they go as my grandfather's name, Osman. So Usman, but they make Osman, you know. So anyway, we went there, we left here about 11:45 or so. So we were there exactly at 1 o'clock. I remember when I pulled in Mohdin, the Indian township previously, the Adhan was just starting. Nevertheless, when you go to Potchefstroom, so the road till Poch is fine. But when you come from the city center, the town center, towards the Indian area, where our uncle and his family are, then in South Africa, I told them, is not only they stealing the money, they even stole the tar also. You can just see that road. There's no tar left there. Gravel road and terrible, terrible road. So, you know, this whole South Africa, if you just go off the main road, then you will see whether it's Free State, whether it is Mpumalanga, whether it's there. Terrible, terrible, the roads are disgrace actually. You must remember that. Anyway, I wanted to be there Zohar time, so there were some family members who were ill. I dropped my wife there, and then they visited. I went to the masjid, and as soon as I entered the masjid, Mona Abdullah Minti was there. He was very happy, and I think his students were there, his students, so they came, they all met me. So they arranged a program quickly also, mashallah. So I said, fine, that I'll speak few minutes. So we had the Zohar Salat, and then the announcement was made. So about 7-8 minutes, I think I spoke. I spoke about the importance of the masajid. And now we had level one, all the men. Unless you're very old or sickly, you must come to the masjid. You look after the masjid in the sense that you come to masjid 5 times a day. For Salat, Allah will protect you, protect your family. And you don't come, you don't bother about the masjid, you close the masjid, then you are inviting the wrath and the anger of Almighty Allah. So that is 100%, there's no question about that. So that was the message basically. And then mashallah, I went there to uncle's place and my cousin Sikandar's place, and mashallah, we met them. And then we spoke, Lord, while we're having lunch and so forth, other members of the family were there. So I was asking uncle about this, about that. So 91 years old, if you count Islamic calendar, but mashallah, daily he still goes to shop and so forth. So he's got 3 sons, mashallah, Sikandar, and he's got Aslam, and he's got Zahir, 1 daughter. So this Aslam, who's 57 years old, just about 2-3 weeks ago, he's got cancer, and now he can't walk at all, you know. So obviously, it's a very, very challenging time for our Aslam, and for his father, and the whole family. So we visited him, he was looking so happy that we came, and you know, that you could see the brightness on his face, and the joy on his body language. And we made a lot of dua for him, gave him a lot of himmat and courage and so forth. And that's what they need, basically, you know. That Almighty Allah Jalla Wala shows us how many people are ill. Normally, our brother with whom we go for Umrah, Hajj and so forth, our Hussein Khan. This morning, I was in contact with his family and them. He's also in hospital. So make dua for our brother Hussein Khan also. Make dua for all these people who are ill and sick. Today, we are walking, we're smiling, laughing. Suddenly, something happens. Whole life turns around. Tests come positive, tests come cancer, tests come this, and finish, the whole life turned topsy-turvy. Therefore, O Ummah, beg Almighty Allah, Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. Ask Allah for forgiveness and good health, wealth, honor, iman, Islam. So afiyah has an encyclopedic meaning, remember that. So mashallah, then we went, and you know, I was so tired, I had to sleep for 10 minutes. I told my wife, I need 40 wings. In 8-9 minutes, I woke up, and then we did Asr Salat, and then we came back, because I had to be back before Maghrib. Then mashallah, my brother Lucky was here, and then we did the program 7 o'clock. And while I was busy with the program, I received the confirmation from Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal that the moon is sighted. While I was speaking, mashallah, but our brothers from Maulana from Tadir, they phoned and they said that even Majlisul Ulama have confirmed, and that was very good for me that we announced that as well. So mashallah, Makkah, Medina, Aqsa, and 90% of the countries, South Africa, our neighboring countries. So yesterday was first Rabiul Awwal, today second Rabiul Awwal. And then Hafiz Salih, my wife's nephew, and them were also here, mashallah. And then on Sunday in the morning, we went to the Majlis of Hazrat Mufti Sahib, and mashallah, we spoke about the events of, you know, Rabiul Awwal, and then Maula Burhan spoke, and then Mufti Amjad spoke, and then Hazrat Mufti Sahib spoke for a very short while. And in the afternoon, we had the Q&A, mashallah, with Hafiz Wadi. So wonderful week, Allah Ta'ala accepted. Okay, let's look at our programs coming up, inshallah. 2:30 to 3 will be Sheikh Zakaria in the mercy of Allah. 3 to 3:30 will be the Q&A repeat of this morning. 3:35, 3:40, our brother Alameen Templeton with the business news and views, inshallah al-Aziz. They are... After 5:30 to 7, Mohana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30, the tafsir of today, Surah chapter 34, verse 37, Surah Sabah. 7:30 to 8, Mohana Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah. 8 to 10, Mohana Arafat and myself, Inshallah, Al-Aziz Q&A. And 10 to 11, we started this on Saturday night, and that is the series on the Seerah to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the life history of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in detail, by Sheikh Anwar Al-Awlaki. So listen to that tonight between 10 and 11. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.